Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome in a Friday edition of the Chris Russell Show right here on the Team 980. We are always live and free on the Odyssey app. As you all know, Chris Russell, has he made it to Madrid yet? Is he still in Barcelona? Do we have any update on the cock-a-doodle-doo machine? So I was giving him a hard time when I found out he was actually making the trip, because we know how Chris Russell is. I mean, if Chris Russell's head was not attached to his body, he would probably misplace it and lose it. So when I think about all of the hassles that he had to go through going from here to Barcelona, I don't know what type of connecting flight situation he has. I just hope he makes it to the stadium on time Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, because we know our guy has had a problem with that over the years.
Yeah. Has he told you happy birthday?
Of course.
He has.
He's not.
Because it is your birthday.
He's not. Yeah, but when you're the youngest in charge, you kind of let the birthday bit just die out over the air because you don't want people to know how old you actually are. It's the in charge part that I continue to talk about when I talk about that.
Because you're 28 now, so it's like middle-aged in charge.
Yeah, I'm pushing 30. Yeah. It's honestly not fun.
So middle-aged man in charge?
It's not fun. That's what I would say. Are you 30 yet?
I am a ball of youth. That's all you need to know.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot to get to. We have a couple of guests stop by the program per usual. Our pal Michael Phillips, who covers the team for, I'm forgetting the call letters of the station in Richmond. That's actually horrible that I'm doing that live right here on air. But you all know Michael Phillips, one of the absolute best talking all things Washington Commanders. He is going to join us. I mean, if you could help me out, AMAC, or Max,
who 910 the fan.
910 the fan AM in Richmond. Jeez, you look the way that you looked at me, you would have thought I swore in church by not having those call letters. He's going to join us. He's been participating in a survey that I put out last week to a bunch of different members of the beat and a bunch of different members that cover this football team. And I asked the question of, how far away do you think the Commanders are from being a perennial postseason team? In the conference, he will give his answers for us live on air. Our pal Sam Bruckhaus, Supersports.com, going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. And then we're going to get super young on this program. 3 o'clock, our pal Ben Strober, host of the Locked On Wizards podcast, going to join us. Plenty of good things to say about the D.C. family. They're back practicing this morning after their West Coast road trip, two-game West Coast road trip that they took. They will be back in action coming up on Sunday. So we'll talk a little bit about the Washington Wizards. And I know Chris Russell thinks that, or doesn't understand the NBA. That's what I'm going to chalk it up to. I just think he doesn't get the culture of the NBA. People, Chris Russell, upset that the Wizards are off to this 1-11, 1-12 start and how non-competitive they've been. That doesn't matter, because if you look at the way the first 12 to 13 games have gone, you couldn't have drawn it up any better when you talk about the growth and development of Alex Carr here in year number two. Keyshawn George taking a major step forward. Their rookie, Trey Johnson, has been as advertised. We'll talk all things DC family coming up top of the 3 o'clock hour. What I want to get into right now, though, is the game that we have on Sunday. If you all listen to me Monday through Friday on the Burgundy and Gold today, you know how we treat Fridays. A bunch of game day staples. We'll get you our Monday morning headline. What are the papers going to read come Monday morning after the Commanders and Dolphins lock horns out in Spain? We'll get you our key Commanders in our Super Six Pack a little bit later on in the show. But I actually want to start with this. I have a bone to pick. Of course I do, right? I'm Linnell Willingham. That's what I do. I'm the habitual bone picker, right? And maybe we can go around the room on this, A-Mac and Max and Cowboy B. I am annoyed that the Washington Commanders do this weekly captain bit. Absolutely frustrates the hell out of me, and it takes away, in my opinion, the importance of captains. A captain can't just be anybody, you know? And obviously last weekend, the dude that was a defensive captain for Washington ended up being ejected. So it goes to the point, not everybody is captain material. Not saying that Deron is not, but his actions may lead you to think otherwise. But this week's captains, as announced by Dan Quinn, is Laremy Tunsil, who I do think should be a captain of this football team. I heard you guys talking about it earlier, Max, and I think you and Kevin hit it right on the head. He is probably, when we take a look back, year, 2 years from now, we're going to call Laremy Tunsil maybe one of the best moves of the Adam Peters era. When you think about the way he has solidified the left tackle position, I remember we had on a Houston radio host, Sean Pendergast, when we first made that trade, and he absolutely bashed Laremy Tunsil. Told us how terrible he was. He's a me guy. He's been the exact opposite, man. And the way that he has run blocked this year, I think, is the number one thing that really gets me going. Our guy Grant Paulson tweeted out this chart yesterday. It showed the EPA per rush by gap in Washington when running behind Laremy Tunsil and Chris Paul is when they have their most success as a rushing offense. So shout out to LT, a guy that, you know, I didn't know how our relationship was going to go based off of, you know, some interactions back in the spring and in the summer, but he has been an absolute godsend. He'll be a captain for the offense this week. The second captain this weekend for the Washington Commanders is actually pretty interesting. It is Jazon Newton. Washington's second-year defensive tackle, Jay-Z, as I like to call him in the building. Dan Quinn, and I'm learning here in real time how to, you know, navigate what Dan Quinn says. Because I'm noticing, and this is no shade towards DQ, it just is what it is. It's coach speak, it's all the above. He is a podium warrior, right? And normally, when DQ is highlighting somebody at the podium, the way that I take it now, it's more about, in my opinion, it's more about giving a vote of confidence to a dude. That's what it feels like to me whenever DQ takes the podium. And I will say this, when he spoke about Jazon Newton, I believe it was yesterday, and he said he was a guy that has battled through adversity, he's playing through injury. I agree with all of that. But as we spoke about a little bit yesterday on the Burgundy and Gold today, he's got to be better. When you talk about the most important things down the stretch here in the final 7 weeks of this season, I think the growth and development of Jazon Newton is paramount, right? And there's two guys in particular that I look at, Newton and Mikey Samristil. So I had a conversation yesterday with Matt Mayoko of NBC Sports Bay Area. We were talking a little bit about Drake Jackson, who, you know, Washington opened up his 21-day practice window, the former second-round pick of the Niners who had three sacks in his first game of his second season. So a guy that's definitely a moldable piece of clay and definitely has a lot of upside. But I talked to Matt Mayoko about Adam Peters, and I think he gave me a little bit of a different perspective. I have been critical of Adam Peters and the job that he's done because I'm critical of everybody. I don't pull punches. I'm going to give my opinion to tell it how I think it's going. But when we talk about the lack of success here in the first two drafts, when we talk about that lack of success in the first two drafts, I think we got to look at it a little bit differently. If Washington can leave their first two drafts, right, with your starting quarterback of the future in Jaden Daniels, your starting right tackle of the future in Josh Connerly Jr., and then if Jazon Newton is able to develop into a long-term starter, and Mike Samristil is able to develop into a long-term starter, like, those are the hits that you need. You're not going to bat 1,000 in the NFL draft. It just simply does not happen. It just doesn't. It just doesn't happen. And what I think has happened to this point, and it has a lot to do with us really crashing the party last year in the NFC, the expectations have changed. And I think what I got to remind myself of and what you all should remind yourselves of as well, it is only year two of a rebuild. And when we're talking about evaluating draft classes, responsible folks will tell you that it takes about, first of all these rookies outside of Jaden Daniels have four-year deals. So by the end of that rookie deal, you hope that, you know, these cats, some cats in your draft class have developed into long-term pieces here for your organization, and I think Johnny Newton is huge for that. He is going to be a captain coming up this weekend. The special teams captain is the war daddy, Nick Ballor, who just knocks people's face off every time he gets a chance to run out on kickoff. Super-duper excited for that. It just reminds me, though, that as you sit here with, what, 6-7 weeks left to go in the season, there is just so much left to still be decided. And I gave the numbers yesterday. They have less than a 1% chance of making the playoffs. So I really try to put that conversation on the back burner. But what's important to me and really is my battle cry, my plea to the Burgundy and Gold this weekend, just compete. You have lost four consecutive games by 21 or more points. Last time that happened was the 02-03 Arizona Cardinals. You do not want to continue to be on the wrong side of history. And despite what Sergeant Slogan continues to say, if you continue to get rolled like this, there is a real chance, a real potential, albeit small, because I believe in veterans like Zach Ertz and Tunsil and Bobby Wagner and Von Miller. When you're getting your teeth kicked in the way Washington is, you have this slight chance, this slight potential of losing the locker room. And we've seen this happen in years past here in the nation's capital. I do not want that to be the same reality this year with the 2025 Washington Commanders. So this weekend, compete, compete, compete. That's it. Compete, compete, compete. We're going to talk about this as we roll throughout the show in terms of what we're most excited to see down the stretch. One guy that I'm excited to see is Jazon Newton. Here is head coach Dan Quinn yesterday talking about the opportunity that him and the rest of that D-tackle room has with Payne being suspended this week.
Yeah, so I had a chance to visit with him today, and even regardless of the scenarios, man, like just the disciplines into that spot, David, that's what we talked about. You know, retaliation, not all of that aside, man, like protecting the team, you know, top of the pile. And so they'll go through the process with the NFL this afternoon regarding an appeal, and then I'll have an update, you know, for you just as soon as we can on that spot.
And look, I think my perspective on this shouldn't have changed, but it has a little bit. We talked about it ad nauseum a couple of days ago. I just can't tolerate stupidity. I think what Daron Payne did was stupid. Is he a stupid guy? No. Was his decision stupid? Yes. But those are the type of things that we talk about when we're talking about a culture trying to be established. And I think you don't really get to see how strong a culture is until you go through some adversity. Right? Until you go through some adversity. And I think right now, when you're in the midst of this four-game losing streak, the adversity is at an all-time high, and it is on the leaders in that locker room, Daron Payne included, to get this thing back on the right track. A lot more to get to, though, here on the Chris Russell Show. We'll take you up to 4 o'clock before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, Linnell Willingham, sitting in here on this Friday edition of the Chris Russell Show. Number to call us is 301-230-0980. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's get right into it. Monday morning headline. What are the papers going to read after the Commanders and Dolphins lock horns coming up on Sunday? You can line up on the phones with your Monday morning headline at 301-230-0980. My Monday morning headline comes at you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
301-230-0980 is the number here on a Friday edition of the Chris Russell Show. Lenoe Willingham sitting in for the Rooster, who is across the pond. Get ready to enjoy Commanders and Dolphins coming up from Madrid, Spain. The first time the NFL is taking their talents to Spain. It's going to be interesting, man. I was thinking, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on in the show, does it bother anybody that they're going to have to wake up at 9:30 in the morning to watch this product? Now, I'm, you know, a younger cat, so my Saturdays probably look a lot different than our listening audience. But I'm dreading it like hell, man. The idea of having to get up early on Sunday or Sunday morning to watch this team potentially get their face kicked in, it does not excite me.
Because you're middle-aged now.
I am the middle-aged in charge.
Yeah.
Is Tony 8 considered middle-aged? Is that a middle-aged man?
The way you're talking, it sounds like it. Yes.
No, not at all. I'm young in spirit, though, man. Monday morning headline is what I want you to line up on the phones with at 301-230-0980. What are the papers going to read come Monday morning after the Commanders and Dolphins lock horns? I hate that I have to do this. My Monday morning headline is as follows: Commanders get drowned across the pond by the Dolphins. Not only do I think Washington loses this game, I think it has the chance to get ugly. And here's why. When you think about the rushing schemes that Washington has struggled against this year, it's those teams that routinely run outside zone, right? We saw the Packers have success with it. We saw the Falcons have success with it. We saw Seattle have success with it. You saw Detroit get outside the tackles. This is what the Dolphins want to do. And when you think about the prospect of not having Daron Payne, when you think about him being missing, when you think about being without your number one corner in Trey Amos, who's gone for the year with a broken fibula, I mean, the cupboard is as bare as it's been on defense after losing those two. And Miami's going to run the football. Devon Achane, one of the NFL leaders in terms of rushing yards this year. I mean, it's going to be a tall, tall task. I know we look at the Dolphins, right? And you look at them as a team and you go, psh, Washington should have no issue with the Miami Dolphins. Think again. Devon Achane averaging 5.5 yards a pop. He's got 45 different runs this year in which he hit 15 miles per hour that leads the National Football League, a.k.a. he is the fastest back Washington has played this year. And if you're not sound with your gap integrity in terms of your run fits, and if you're trying to be a superstar and a superhero and make plays the way we've seen Frankie Louvu do at times, you are going to get gashed. This weekend, and we'll get to it in more detail in our keys to victory, this weekend is about gap integrity. This defense, once again, and I don't give a rat's ass that Dan Quinn is the one calling the defense. You still have the same personnel, and you have another really, really tough task this weekend. And I know what people are going to say. Oh, it's, you know, the Dolphins. They're not very good. Has nothing to do with that. The NFL, a lot of the times, the styles make the fight. And I think this is, once again, a pretty bad matchup for the Washington Commanders when you think of their strengths and Miami's weaknesses. So my Monday morning headline reads, the Commanders get drowned across the pond by the Dolphins. I have them losing what would be their fifth consecutive loss if they weren't able to come up victorious this weekend. I was using the analogy, wow, it would be, jeez, would be their sixth consecutive loss. I was having this conversation and made this comparison late last week. Last year, in terms of the team's success and how different it was following this thing day to day as a fan compared to this year, totally night and day. And I hope this, you know, to fans, and I say this to fans, it's so quick, or so easy rather, to let the apathy set in and have your interest level just completely go into the toilet. This weekend, if they do not win, I think a lot of people are going to check out. I think a lot of people have already checked out. But right now, with a less than 1% chance to make the playoffs, you lose this weekend across the pond on national television, I don't know what the conversation is going to be like. 301-230-0980 is the number. Monday morning headlines is what we're looking for right now. What do you think the papers are going to read come Monday morning after the Commanders and Dolphins lock horns across the pond in Spain? D.C. is in Calvert County. Want to chime in. What's going on, D.C.?
Great day, Brother Linnell. How are you?
I'm good, brother. I appreciate you calling.
Hey, man, you know it. I'm definitely proud that you're good, because the other day you were being hot-headed. And I think the callers was trying to get you to understand you were giving an assessment on someone that was being hot-headed, and you weren't taking the assessment as well as he wasn't taking the assessment. So I'm glad you came, you know.
I came to my senses, man.
Today. Yeah, your cooler head prevailed, and you realized you was a little overboard. But, you know, that's in life. You know, the best control is self-control, man. If we all learn that as a people, we'll be greater. But the headlines for Monday morning is going to say the team from the nation's capital had to go to Europe to get their first win in 5 games. Mm. Commanders win by 3.
Well, there we go. Way to bring it strong, D.C. Appreciate you as always. 301-230-0980. Taking your calls on what the Monday morning headline is going to be. What will the papers read on Monday morning after the Commanders and Dolphins lock horns? Athens is in Annapolis wanting to chime in. What's going on, Athens?
Willie! Happy birthday, Willie!
Appreciate you, man. What do you got for us?
Well, U Street, you'll be down on U Street later, so we'll talk about that off the air. But, hey, listen. Dolphins swim past Washington as high tides sink them in Spain. This is just bad. No team is down to their fourth and fifth defensive players, and you know, there's criticism to go around because of the second round picks you talked about earlier and their production. But this is just a lost cause. I just want to see them. I mean, of course, I want to see them win, but play better, because if this is another 33 to like 13, 18 type thing, it's going to be a lot of criticism coming their way. And remember, there's what, 6 or 7 games still left to play.
Yeah.
It's not a algorithm or science project to figure out. We're just bad. We might be better back in there with Terry and Jaden, but this defense is historically bad. And when you're down to your, like I said, fourth and fifth guys, when your first and second guys weren't too good to begin with, it gets ugly. So they're going to sink like the Titanic.
It's going to be a rough, rough Sunday afternoon, it feels like. Athan, I appreciate you as always, my man. 301-230-0980 is the number. We gave you our Monday morning headline. Coming up on the other side of the break, I want to pose a hypothetical. I'll be hypothetical Harry for a little bit. Washington has lost four consecutive games by 21 or more points. What would your reaction be if they were totally non-competitive again this weekend across the pond in Spain? We'll chew on that next. This is the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We get to Commander's injury report coming up here momentarily as well. It is the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, sitting in for Chris Russell as he is out in Madrid getting geared up for Commanders and Dolphins coming up on Sunday. And I want to think about something here real quick. And I'm not trying to, and we're going to look at both sides of this coin, so don't worry. We'll look. This is the art and the beauty of solo radio. By the way, I'm gonna totally get off the rails for a second. Cowboy B, that is a hell of a jacket you got on, my brother. I hope the Commanders hustle this weekend over in Spain, cause hot damn. But yeah, we're gonna talk about two totally opposite ends of the spectrum here for a second, because as a Commander fan, you got to be a little bit delusional, right? I think every fan has some ounce of delusion in their body. I'm gonna be real here for a second. You can call in on this at 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well at NELL_BTP. I asked this question last week on the Burgundy and Gold Today. And then it happened. then it happened. What would be your reaction? What would be your response to a fifth consecutive loss by 21 or more points? Whew. And then when you consider the opponent being Miami, a team that's, what, 2-7 right now in the year? I mean, you got to find a way. You got to find a way to compete this weekend in Madrid against the Dolphins. You're going to be on national television, people. Everyone's going to be watching. Maybe no one's going to be watching, because who the hell would wake up at 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday to watch Commanders and Dolphins, two teams that are going nowhere fast? But, like, to me, competing is paramount this weekend, just like it is every week. And that's really what I'm looking hard at down the stretch. How is this group going to compete? Because I'll be real, man, I'm just as stunned as everybody else is. I did not see this coming. I'm telling you, and I said it after the Chargers game. I thought Washington was on a short list of 7 or 8 teams that could legitimately win the Super Bowl. Boy, do I look like an ass right now. I mean, just totally off base. How do we get here is my big thing. Barry Svalooga of the Washington Post had a tremendous question to Dan Quinn 2 days ago. It's cut number 3, AMAC. This is Dan Quinn on whether or not the problems right now are foundational issues, or is it just simply a lack of execution? Take a listen.
Dan, as you look at the last month or so and figure out everything that has not gone the right way, do you feel like there are foundational problems in roster and personnel, or is it really just execution?
I really feel it's execution. That's where I do feel that way, Barry, and the reason why I've seen where it hits good and I've seen where it doesn't. So had we not seen where we could hit the marks, I'd feel otherwise. So that's what we're digging in hard on, to have this time together, you know, here on this trip to do those things. That's important for us, but that's what I've been digging in the hardest, man. We want all this dog competing, but, man, we want it with the discipline to get it right as well.
I mean, just first of all, just a tremendous question from Barry, because in reality, it's probably what we're all thinking, right? It's probably what we're all thinking. Are these issues right now for Washington, is this a foundational issue? Is there a problem at the core of this thing? Or are they just not executing? I'll be real. I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a little bit of both. You can't tell me that this group isn't just smelling themselves a little bit. Right after going out and winning 12 games last year, you begin to read your own press clippings. And the reason I say that, there's just... And I'm not accusing guys of not working as hard. I'm just saying it's different when you're the hunted rather than the hunter. You know what I'm talking about? It's a different vibe is the best way that I could put it. And I look at the individual regression of two dudes, and I'm not trying to, you know, call anybody out, but, like, this is the tough part about the job. Y'all love me because I'm open, honest, and transparent with you. I don't play around, right? I'm going to give it to you how it is. Last year, Frankie Louvu was an all-pro at the linebacker position. This year, he has been one of the bigger problems on this Commanders defense. You can argue with somebody you love, not me. I promise you. I watch the tape. I'm diligent in doing so. The way that Frankie Louvu has regressed this year is alarming. And it's more alarming because last year, what I thought this Commanders defense did a really good job of was just everybody doing their 111th, right? I had an old ball coach that says the play don't care who makes it. When you are a run defense, gap integrity is so, so important. And we're going to hit on this when we get to our keys to the game. There are so many times throughout the course of this year where Frankie Louvu was not in his right gap, and he's doing his own thing, trying to make the play. And Dan Quinn has referenced it at points during the year when he's talked about dudes pressing, both on offense and on defense. That, to me, is a byproduct of I'm an all-pro for the first time in my career. I've never gotten this amount of pub, this amount of hype. Let me try to replicate that. That's not the right mentality to have. If you're consistent in your work, in your preparation, you're going to make plays. Frankie Louvu is a pretty damn good athlete for his position, right? His regression, I think, kind of speaks to the question that Barry Svalooga asked, because I don't think that you know, there's a foundational problem with Luvu. I think Luvu still cares. I think Luvu is still one of the leaders on this football team. But the lack of execution on both sides of the football is a problem. Gave you the numbers yesterday on the Burgundy and Gold Today. The Commanders are the 10th most penalized team in the NFL. They're the 4th most penalized offense in the NFL. I know we're talking about the defense right now. But to me, it's just, and I don't want to be that guy. It's on the coaches. It's on the coaches. Because I hate when you all do that. It's not all on the coaches. It ain't all on the players. But how can I look at this year's group and look at the drive-killing penalties that they have on offense and the undisciplined personal fouls that they get defensively? How can I look at this group and not think, damn, is the message not getting through? Why is this team not playing with any detail? Why is this group not executing at a high enough level? And you can blame dudes being in and out of the lineup all you want, but at some point, right, you just got to go out there and make plays, and point blank, they're not doing it enough here in 2025. I'll answer the question that I posed to start the segment. What would your reaction be if Washington lost their 5th consecutive game by 21 or more points? You can get at me at 301-230-0980 with that. If Washington loses their 5th straight game by 21 or more points, dude, like, it's rock bottom. We're already at rock bottom.
Would it not comfort you, though, that they're, like, their starting quarterback and probably their best playmaker on offense would be out?
And I think it's a really difficult dynamic that you just posed there, because I think if you're going to evaluate any team in the NFL, you take away the starting quarterback and the starting wide receiver for an extended period of time,
yes,
you're not going to have, you know, ideal results. My whole thing is, and my uncle used to say this, hey, Mac, I went to school at Magruder High School. We were dog doo-doo. I've lost 63-0. I've lost 55-0. I lost the home opener of my junior year 55-0.
Yeah.
Place was packed. We had a new head coach. People were in the stands, right? My uncle would always tell me after the game, well, now, there ain't no team 55 points better than y'all. Because when you put it in that term, are they really 55 points better than us, or do you lay down at a certain point when you start getting your face kicked in? My problem is they haven't been competitive enough. They've played 10 games this season. Washington has. They played 10 games. The Packers game, you look like you didn't belong on the field with them. The Cowboys game, I know Cowboy B relishes this, you look like you didn't belong on the field with Dallas. You look like you didn't belong on the field against Seattle. You look like you didn't belong on the field against Detroit. In 5 of your 10 games this year, you have looked like you don't belong. That's the problem for me. You got to compete. I don't care who's in or who's out. By hook or by crook, through hell or high water, you got to find a way to dig deep. And I'm not questioning the effort of the group. I'm not. But I've been there before at a much smaller level, albeit. But when you get your ass whipped, it's a lot easier to look, especially when you got the money that these cats got. I'll tell you what I was thinking about. We getting our ass busted 38-0. It's a Friday night. You know what I'm thinking about? Where the party at, man? We getting our face kicked in. Where the party going to be at later tonight? That's what I'm thinking about. You know what these players are probably thinking about? I'm going, what section am I going to get tonight on U Street? What club am I going to tonight? What's baby girl got on tap for me when I get home? It's so easy when you're getting your ass kicked to just allow your mind to kind of evaporate and your concentration level just totally dissipates. That's what I've seen with this group, because there's no way they're 21 points worse than the Cowboys. There's no way that they're 21 points worse than the Chiefs. You know, 24 points worse than the Lions and the Seahawks. They're just not. But I do know this. There have been a lot of changes on this team. There have been a lot of injuries on this team. It's cut number 4 from the head coach, Dan Quinn. Here is DQ talking about the challenges of all these changes and all these injuries.
I think you can. You want the continuity. That's what you're talking about also, John. So on offense, in the passing game, you know, the alignments, the route depths, just the different timing with different players and how that can go. Defensively, you want to make sure, you know, who's into these spots, that their communication with the other players can get heightened and do that quickly and do it fast. And that's what we intend to do.
Dan Quinn hitting it right on the head, man. The thing I love about him, it doesn't seem like this group is making excuses. But the bottom line is the results simply have not been good enough. Washington has lost four consecutive games by 21 or more points. First time that's happened since the 02-03 Arizona Cardinals. If they somehow lose their fifth consecutive game this weekend by 21 or more points, what would be your reaction? 301-230-0980. I want you to line up on the phones with that. Gary in Upper Marlboro wants to chime in. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, Linnell. Thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, look, it's a double-edged sword for it's a, you know, positive and a negative. If they lose their fifth straight, it's embarrassing. It's all of the above. But at the second, you know, the flip side of that is, you know, you're closer to a top draft pick. And I know that people don't like it's tanking and all of that, but the reality is you wouldn't have Jaden mm-hmm. unless you had a bad season. So, and they have limited draft picks, okay? They don't have a host of draft picks. So the higher the draft pick there is for them next year, the better. But it would be embarrassing. But let me just say one thing, mm-hmm. Linnell, okay? I think everybody, not me, but I think a lot of people overestimated the roster coming into this season.
Yeah.
Okay, they overestimated everybody. I was going nuts. I may have called, I don't think you were called, but I've called the other shows and said, hey, listen, I thought they were going to be at tops a 7-10 team. Wow. And I'm going to be wrong because they're probably not going to get 7. They did not have a great, talented team last year. They didn't.
No, they didn't.
They were 12-5. They did not have a talented team last year, and I don't think they made major upgrades where they needed to make major upgrades.
And arguably, I'll be real with you, Gary, you kind of got worse at a couple spots. When you look at it, right, they made the choice of going with John Allen or parting ways with John Allen. They made the choice mm-hmm. of parting ways with Dante Fowler. And I said it all the time throughout the course of the offseason. His 10.5 sacks was probably the quietest 10.5 sacks you'll ever see. Talking about Dante Fowler, but it still provided you with some pass rush juice. You think about the safety position going from Jeremy Chin to Will Harris. You can go down the list, Gary. I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, and I think, and that's why I blame Adam Peters, okay? Either Adam Peters or the owner. And the reason why I bring the owner into this, Adam Peters has to be the adult in the room. He needed to say, look, we had a great season, but listen, we had a lot of luck on our side. We had a bad tranche of quarterbacks that we played. We need to keep with this steady growth and not go out and give up 3 or 4 draft picks for a couple of old players. And that's what he did. And I bring the owner into this. If he said to the owner, hey, look, I think we need steady growth. I don't think we need to go out and make a splash here. And if the owner overruled him and say, no, you go out and get Laremy Tunsil. You go out and get this old beat up wide receiver and you give up draft picks for that, then it's on him. But if that didn't happen, it's on Adam Peters. He should have known that we're not playing a bunch of bum quarterbacks this year. We're not, and we gave up 55 points the last time we played. We need to really upgrade this defense. And instead, he made the big splash on offense, which is coming back to haunt him. So,
Gary,
what I wanted to say.
Gary, it's a brilliant call. I appreciate you, man. Enjoy your weekend. Wow. So, I let Gary go for a second there because I thought he was cooking. It's just interesting to me, man. And I don't want to say apologize, but I changed my perspective a little bit on it yesterday after talking to Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area. It's just tough, man. And I listen to Kevin all the time. No team, and I've been following this group for a while, man. I've been following this group and knowing what I've been talking about since like 05, right? I was a young pup. But in all of my memory, this is by far the most injured Commanders team that we've watched here in the 2000s. Not even close. And I'm not saying it's an excuse. It's a valid reason as to why things have gone the way that they've gone. Because I'll tell you this. If you would have had the same injury luck this year as last year, there's no way you're sitting at 3-7 right now. I don't think you end up going back to the conference championship game. But I do highly doubt that you bottom out like this and you're 3-7. We're calling it a bottom out right now. On the other side of the break, I want to take another look at the Washington Commanders from a different perspective. That felt like the glass half empty. When we come back, I want to look at the glass being half full. They've got a less than 1% chance of making the playoffs. What needs to happen in order for this team to go on a mini run, and how likely is it? Talk about that next on the Team 980. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by our pal Michael Phillips, 910 The Fan in Richmond. He's going to join us, give us his thoughts on the Burgundy and Gold as we continue to preview Commanders and Dolphins coming up from Madrid, Spain on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time is the kickoff on NFL Network. And what we talked about in the last segment is, what would your reaction be if this group lost their fifth consecutive game by 21 or more points? I think the last caller put it, you know, really well. Like, I wouldn't be totally, it'd be disappointing, but I wouldn't be totally surprised. I just think the juju of this team right now, they're a team that's lost their swagger, is what it looks like, right? And I know my Monday morning headline would lead you to believe that I think they're going to lose on Sunday. I think there's a good chance that they lose. I really do. Because this defense, no one's walking through the doors over there at Big Bear AI's training facility in Ashburn to come save the day on defense. No one's doing it. And you're down Deron Payne. You're down Trey Amos. Your starting corner trio this weekend is Noah Igbinoghene, Mike Samristil, and Jonathan Jones. God forbid one of those dudes come up with a hammy or something. What the hell are you going to do? Genuinely speaking, like, what would you do? Jalen Waddle. Look, I almost cashed out last weekend, y'all. I'm telling anybody, my new little come up this year during this losing streak, hammer the over on all the offensive props of the other team. Do you realize, A-Mac, I would have hit for $800-something last weekend? Chris Rodriguez, rather, leaving the game and not getting to, I think it was 20 yards is what his line was set at, cost me almost $800 last weekend.
Chill out, Chauncey.
I know. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. We looked at it in terms of the glass being half empty. Let's look at it with the glass being half full. We'll do that after we get to our gal, Michelle, from Section 124. I'm assuming you didn't make the trip, Miss Michelle?
No, I did not. Okay. Due to work. But I was there this past Sunday while we booed. Oh, well, we booed a lot. but aside from the politics, I reflect back, and I'm not a sky is falling type, but I did reflect back on that Los Angeles Chargers game where mm-hmm. I sat there and watched. When Jaden was there, when Terry was there before, of course, he got re-injured in that game. But when he was there running to the goal line, when we had Bill running, when they were sweeping around that left end running the ball, okay, that was not a bad team that we beat.
No, they're 7-3, Michelle.
However, that next week, everything caved in with Seattle, because Seattle's best team in the NFC.
Probably.
I am convinced.
Yeah.
I am sure, pretty much, unless they have some big injuries. We can't overcome any more than San Francisco did.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
Because we don't have a second layer that's as good as our first that all went down to injuries.
I think it's a hell of a comparison you made. And I think you're referring to last year's Niners, who were totally banged up throughout the course of the year and didn't make the playoffs for the first time in a while.
Yep. And I think I've never seen injuries, and I've studied the NFL for a while. I've never seen injuries to this extent all on the first string.
Yeah. It definitely
is. So you have to be so deep. I don't think we could ever be deep enough to be competitive, especially without Jaden in there.
I think you make a hell of a point. Real quick before we let you go, Michelle, what would your reaction be to a fifth straight loss by 21 or more points?
By 21 points, I would be a little shocked. However, without any real first-string quarterbacks and no pass rush because he's there.
Look, Michelle, they're going to sign me in a second.
Yeah, with the defensive side, they're going to score. If the offense can't score, I would be a little disappointed because, you know, but then again, they just lost the one receiver they had.
Yeah.
So he just went out this week. Who are you going to throw to?
That's the big question. Who are you going to throw to? Coming up on the other side of the break, we'll get you some keys to victory before we get into our Super Six Pack, the top six Commanders we're putting under the microscope. Michael Phillips of 910 The Fan AM in Richmond going to join us. And then in the final hour of Power, we'll have Ben Strober, host of the Locked On Wizards podcast, join the program. We'll talk all things DC family as the group practice this afternoon. They're back in action coming up this weekend as the rebuild continues. Sam Bruckhaus, SumerSports.com, going to join us to go around the NFL in the 3 o'clock hour as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your keys to victory. What must the Commanders do to end this 5-game losing streak Sunday in Madrid? I'll give you my keys next during the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.